The future of the Nationals leader and Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormick continues to be the subject of febrile speculation. The man he replaced as leader, Barnaby Joyce, has been speaking this morning on Radio National, and joining me again is Tom Eagledon. And Tom, what's Mr. Joyce had to say this morning?
Well, certainly nothing, Sabra, that would dampen that speculation about his interest in taking the leadership back off Michael McCormack. Now, of course, there are some technical difficulties involved in doing that. We have 3 days just left of this current Parliament sitting, and that is, of course, budget week, so that would present something of a difficulty perhaps for Barnaby Joyce. And that aside, he is certainly not, as I said, doing anything to dampen that speculation. Here's what he told Fran Kelly just a few moments ago.
I am not going to call a spill. I am not looking for numbers. So we just write that. If there was a spill, the position's vacant. I am the elected Deputy Prime Minister of Australia, so I'd have any guilt at all standing, but I don't see that happening. But, you know, people always ask these gotcha questions, and, you know, there is the straight answer. So people say, oh, there's a leadership topple. No, it wouldn't be, because I'm the elected leader at the last federal election.
That's the former Nationals leader there, Barnaby Joyce. And Tom, the government is facing a tough fight. How tough? What's the latest polling suggesting?
Well, there has been, for the 50th time now, not much of a change in the polls. The coalition is still behind, and that would translate into something like a loss of 6 seats, particularly in Queensland, mostly amongst them Nationals. And that is really driving this latest speculation against Michael McCormack's leadership. And the issue here, Sabra, is the issue of coal. They are all saying they want Michael McCormack and the government to go to the election promising to build a coal-fired power station, presumably in Queensland. So this is the issue that Barnaby Joyce, should he put his hand up, presumably he would run on. He has now joined that call from those Queensland Nationals to build this coal-fired power station, Sabra.
All right, Tom, and that polling was in News Poll today.